Think of someone who makes $100,000 one year and $110,000 the next. Do we really expect this additional income suddenly to make this person fulfilled without a care in the world? Being informed about a raise certainly makes us happy. But the $10,000 doesn't make our siblings or in-laws any less difficult to deal with over the course of the following year. Although people believe that having money leads to happiness, our research suggests that this is only the case if at least some of that money is given to others. We had one final question. We wanted to know whether knowing about the effect of pro-social spending might erase it. If people engaged in pro-social spending in a calculated manner in order to get happy. We conducted a research project in conjunction with the New York Times, in which readers who had been told about our findings were invited to complete a brief survey in which they reported their happiness, as well as how much money they'd spent on others and on themselves so far that day. Consistent with our previous research, we found that spending more on others was associated with greater happiness among this sample of approximately 1,000 New York Times readers, even though the respondents had been exposed to our previous findings.
3.11 Part 2
So what are the psychological factors involved when it comes to individuals and the feelings they encounter when they are giving away their money? Does it matter how wealthy you are? We found that it was the relative percentage of their money that people spend on others, rather than the absolute amount, that predicted their happiness. We did a study to look at the happiness of 16 employees of a Boston-based company before and after they received bonuses of between $3,000 and $8,000. This showed that the size of the bonus that people received had no impact on their long-term happiness. It was the percentage of that bonus they spent on others that increased their well-being. In another study, we showed that spending as little as $5 over the course of a day on another person led to demonstrable increases in happiness. In other words, people needn't be wealthy and donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to charity to experience the benefits of pro-social spending. Small changes, a few dollars reallocated from oneself to another, can make a difference. Of course, many of us equate having money with happiness, and a large body of research does show that people become happier as they move from being very poor to lower middle class. But after this point, the impact of income on happiness is much weaker.